Commentator Daniel Pinkwater recently had a household mishap involving a masked California folk hero and a valued family item. The incident left him distraught until he came up with an elegant solution.
A couple of weeks ago, while pretending to be Zorro, waving a walking stick around, I whacked and wrecked the only really nice thing in our house, a light fixture that hung over our kitchen table. This light fixture was quite incredible, a deep dome shape, two shades of white with a spiral swirl. It was made by some Italian glassblower who must have had the lungs of a bull moose. In sunlight, it looked like some miraculous cloud, and when we switched it on, it cast a gorgeous, soft and friendly light. Jill did not cry or say anything. She just looked at me with a look of pity, a look that said everything about what a complete idiot I am. There was no question of somehow putting the thing together with crazy glue. I set about searching the internet for a noble article to replace what I had ruined. I looked at hundreds of websites to do with lamps, lighting, decorating. I looked at thousands and thousands of ugly light fixtures. There appears to be a lighting crisis in our society. I found not a single image of anything similar or remotely as good as what I now realized had been a museum piece. Phone calls to lighting specialists all over the country yielded nothing. It became clear I was either going to have to enroll in glass college or find someone who could create what I needed. Which was when I remembered Pinkwater glass. I had been dimly aware for years that there was a fine art glass studio somewhere in New York State called Pinkwater Glass. I had never sought to find out anything more or gotten in touch with them for fear they might be relatives. But this was a crisis. Even if they were Pinkwaters, I would risk being in touch with them. I found them on the web. The principals were Kurt Swanson and Lisa Schwartz. There were pictures of some of the things they make. Brilliant, beautiful stuff. There was a phone number. Lisa Schwartz answered the phone. "Is this Pinkwater Glass?" I asked. It was. "This is Daniel Pinkwater," I said. "Oh, wonderful," Lisa Schwartz said. "My son loves your books." "So how is it your enterprise is called Pinkwater Glass?" I asked. "There's a story," Lisa Schwartz said. This is the story she told. When Lisa Schwartz was about 15, her father, an eccentric artist, took her to an Indian restaurant in New York City. At this restaurant, there was a fortune teller. Lisa had her fortune told. The fortune teller said that she was going to be rich and famous. Lisa's father became excited. "This is wonderful," he said. "You're going to be rich and famous." "But you can't be rich and famous and called Lisa Schwartz. I propose you change your name to L.G. Pinkwater." "That's ridiculous," Lisa Schwartz told her father. "You should do it," her father said. "You should change your name to L.G. Pinkwater and be rich and famous." At this point, I interrupted Lisa and said, "You know, my name used to be Lisa Schwartz." Well, Lisa went to art school. Went to graduate art school, decided to become a glass artist, paired off with Kurt Swanson, another glass artist, and one day told her father that they were going to open a studio. "But we haven't decided what to call it," she said. "We don't want to call it Schwartz Glass or Swanson Glass." "Well, I still like Pinkwater," Lisa's father said. Jill and I were in the car minutes after I put down the phone. A half hour later, we were in the more than toasty warm workshop, watching the pair creating a remarkable vase. A sight to behold, this process. It's like a combination of sculpture, cooking, and dance. They work in perfect synchronized motion, and the glass lives and moves with them. When the vase was done, they showed us various miraculous products, and we discussed the piece they would make for us. Over our kitchen table at present hangs a drop light I bought for $6.99 at the hardware store. But in a while, there will be something as splendid as that which Zorro destroyed, more splendid, and it will be Pinkwater Glass.
Daniel Pinkwater and Pinkwater Glass are located in New York's Hudson River Valley.